Here's a thought I'll title, Better Than I Remembered. With some frequency now, I find that as I look back at my older, unprinted archives, I'll stumble on an image with new appreciation. Oftentimes, I don't even remember making these images, but there they are. And as I look at them, I can't help but ask myself how I missed that one. Is it that my processing tools are now so much better that I can see the potential in images that in previous generations of processing I would have given up on because there's no way to make what I envision making? Or maybe it doesn't have anything to do with tools. Maybe when I discover these gems that I often don't remember photographing, is it that I'm older and more artistically mature? Maybe. Maybe it's taken all the work I've done to now in order to see the potential in those images that are buried in my Lightroom catalog. Or is it that the passage of time has made it easier to distance myself from the experiential memories of the moment? Maybe I've become better at listening to the, well, I call it quiet whispering, that sometimes bubbles up from our subconscious and says, take this picture, consider this vision, pick up the camera now. I also have sort of an odd predisposition to believe that every image, if I can anthropomorphize and bring them to life, that every image has a way it wants to be processed. And when I look at some images, I just don't see it because I'm too busy being egotistical. I'm too busy thinking how I want the picture to be, instead of asking what the picture itself wants to be. I know, sounds awfully woo-woo, but that's the way I feel. It's that old Anais Nin quote again, do not speak unless spoken through. Returning to the practical, all I know is that when I look through my Lightroom catalog, it's not unusual at all for me to find some obscure, long-forgotten, but absolutely fascinating image that I now realize I can process in a way that's going to make a much more interesting photograph than I would have ever guessed. Essentially, those images are far better than I remembered them as being. This is another reason why I think mining our Lightroom catalogs is such an interesting aspect of photography here in the digital age. Do you remember that old business that Ansel Adams said, a dozen good images in a year is a pretty good crop? Well, that was also said in the time when exposing a dozen or two pieces of sheet film out in a weekend made that a pretty productive weekend. That kind of math just doesn't exist anymore in today's digital photography. We have the ability to capture so many more images, but that does not mean we have the ability to mentally absorb all the potential in all those images. And sometimes that bubbles up way later, decades later, and we wonder how we missed it. I'd go so far as to say in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, mining my Lightroom catalog has become the most productive thing I do, even more productive than going out with my camera and gathering more raw captures. I have lots and lots of new raw captures I've never processed. And maybe that's because they need time to simmer, to mature, for me to eventually discover. Even those are far better than I thought they were when I photographed them. And I can honestly say that I get as much thrill out of finding one of these images buried in my Lightroom catalog, which I can then process into a finished image or a seed for a project. That gives me as much thrill as going out with my camera and capturing new images that I may or may not do anything with. Said another way, I find far more reward in finishing an image that I captured decades ago than I do in capturing a new image, which I may never finish at all.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.